Here, yeah, hold me. Do that thing you do, you know, where you put one arm around me like that and your head on my chest and you snuggle in. There you go, that's it. I love it when your head is on my chest. You seriously mean it? That guy has no idea that you've been at my place for 2 hours every afternoon, having sex and snuggling and talking about our feelings and the future. You know, I only saw him that one time in the park, and I did think he looked kind of stupid. But now I know it's really true. I can't believe he thinks you're in the gym this time every day. I mean, I'm definitely giving you a workout, but even still. You telling me with your life coach? Well, it's true, isn't it? I suppose I am your life coach. You're definitely my student. You know, you've outgrown that guy so much. Have you had sex with him even once since we got together? No. Well, what's the point, I guess? When you've had sex as good as we do, there's no going back. Oh, baby, I know you feel bad about him. But seriously, everything you've told me about him, he doesn't appreciate you. He doesn't tell you that you're beautiful. He doesn't cook for you. He never treats you right. He never surprises you. Never says anything nice. Everything you've told me about him, he sounds like he just sits on his ass all day and contributes nothing and takes you for granted. Can't even bring himself to say a kind word to you. What's the point in being with someone like that? Someone who doesn't see your worth. Someone who doesn't make you feel 10 feet tall. I've watched you blossom this last month. It's like you're a whole new person. You really do walk taller and you talk more confidently. And I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of myself as well, but I'm also proud of you. You knew I was an asshole from the outset. Hey, I'm not pretending to be anything otherwise. But I think you can be an asshole who cares. Can you? I don't know. I don't know what I am. I just know that I care about you and I want the best for you. You're growing so much that you're not just someone I would want to teach. You might also be someone that I would want to date. Okay, slow down. I said might. You still have a boyfriend. And on that subject, do you think you'll leave him? Yeah, I know. It's complicated. Yeah, of course, you've got history with him. It's fair enough to pity someone like that. But I think part of you enjoys this process, watching yourself outgrow someone like him. I think you enjoy feeling superior to him. I think when you and I are here with our strong, naked bodies locked together, you truly feel how much you've outgrown him. And I think you enjoy it. It's okay, you can admit it with me. You enjoy going back home to someone like him and seeing how much he needs you and feeling how much it makes you feel big and powerful. It shows just how far you've come. All right, well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe that is an asshole's opinion. It probably is an asshole's opinion. Hey, I've got an idea. How about you both move in here? You and him. Yeah, you and I will share a bedroom. He can take the spare room. Actually, the spare room backs onto this one, so when we're having sex, he'll hear everything. He'll hear the noises you make. He'll hear the bed banging against the wall. And he'll know that he never once made you sound like that. And you could force him to look me in the eye while you explain to him that every single time my huge alpha cock ejaculates inside you, it makes you grow even more powerful and it makes him even more pathetic. Yeah, I am an asshole, I'm sorry. Maybe that's taking it too far. I really like you. Maybe you're right. Maybe if I did get to know him, I would see it differently. Maybe. He must see the changes in you. He must see the way that you're becoming more assertive. You're becoming more like me. It wasn't meant to be an insult. You're becoming more confident, more self-assured. It's a good thing. I just wonder how it makes him feel. I think I was meant to find you that day, you know that? Stay with him if you like. There'll always be a place for you here, in my bed and in my arms. And if his weakness makes my strength all the more intoxicating, then so be it. I'll allow it. I think you and I are bound together now, regardless of whatever happens with him. Come here, beautiful. I want to roll around with you some more. Come here. Oh, what's going on down here? Are you turned on again? Oh, baby, I can feel it. You are, aren't you? Oh, my God. You know, you've turned into a real slut since we started hanging out. Oh, look at how you gasp when I touch you there like that. And again. What about if I squeeze it? What about if I twist my hand around like this? Tell me you love it. Say it again. Tell me you need me. Oh, that's it, yeah. Oh, it feels so good to press my cock against you down there. To feel it rubbing against you. Pressing back and forth. Oh, while I pinch your nipples like this. While I rub little circles. You know, my cock is still wet from before. So much fucking lube. So much cum. Oh, God. All smooth. I love it when it feels like this. All sore from overuse, but wet and slick and ready to go again. It means that when I get on top of you, like this, it's ready to slide in. So easily. Oh my God, baby. Fuck, I just can't stop fucking you, you know that? Oh God, oh, I love feeling my cock inside you like this. Oh God, nothing ever makes me feel as good as sliding into you. Oh God, sex with you just makes me feel so fucking powerful. So fucking good. Oh my God. Fuck. Yeah, that's it. Put your arms around me. Put your arms around me while I'm on top of you. Get your face right into my chest while I'm on top of you. You like being fucked like an animal, don't you? You need to be fucked hard and daily by a real man. One who finally understands and knows your worth. And one who shows you your worth. One who can hold you down and get on top of you and put all his weight on top of you and make you understand your own strength through submission. Fuck. This is what it is. You need a big, rock-hard, hot cock deep inside you, going in and out, filling you hard, firm, slow, That's it, baby. You fucking need it, don't you? That's right. You need an arm across your neck, like this. You need the weight of it on top of you. And another on your chest. That's right. So that I can choke you and pinch your nipples. And squeeze it so hard while I fuck you so hard with this massive cock that you will come through penetration alone. You will feel weak and horny and helpless until you come so hard that you will feel it in your soul. You will come so hard that it's going to bring us even closer together. And I'll fill you with hot cum. And I'll carry you back to that little boyfriend who will never know anything about it. And my cum will empower you. And our orgasms will empower you. And I will thrust my big, hard cock deeper and deeper. And squeeze harder on these nipples until you come. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh, that's it. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Come for me. Cry out. Let me hear it. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh God. I'm gonna come too. I'm gonna come too. Fuck. Oh God. Come. Come. Fuck. I'm gonna come inside you, baby. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, baby. You are so, so fucking good. Oh, my God. I love it when you curl up underneath me like that. So I can get my arms around you. I've got you, baby. You're safe here with me. Oh my God, I'm sweating, fuck. I love being with you. My beautiful, gorgeous baby. Hey, look at me. Give me a kiss. You know, baby, I could lie in bed with you all afternoon, but how about I get up and make you dinner instead? Yeah. No! You want me to stay here? Okay. I'll stay here and I'll cuddle you some more. I'll treat you the way you deserve to be treated. I'll never do anything less.